Ken Clark, Eternal Funk, Ken Clark, Organ Trio, ripping that B3 up. Our theme music, as always. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host today here on Butte Views and Beyond, made possible, of course, by the fabulous KZFR supporters, donors, and underwriters. This program's made possible also by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in tune and in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And we're also made possible by Bruce Jenkins Insurance, a retirement advisor offering Medicare assistance, including prescription drug and supplemental plans, Social Security maximization, retirement income planning, and life insurance. You can reach Bruce Jenkins Insurance at 530-781-3592 or visit brucejenkinsinsurance.com. Got some guests lined up today. We'll get things cooking here on the phone lines as we're still doing what we're doing, staying safe. Hopefully everybody is. Today was a record day for Butte County, 71 new cases. Go Butte County. Over 1,800 now, and it's often said that that's maybe 10%. So, you know, just is what it is. You don't have to be that way forever. Just do what you're supposed to do. Wash those hands. Stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask in public. It's a good thing, and you might want to avoid gatherings. Yeah. Stay in the bubble. That's what we do at my house. We live in a bubble. And, you know, you got to like the people in the bubble. That's my advice on that. All right, let's take a quick music break, and we will have our first guest lined up right here on Butte Views and Beyond. I would like to introduce our first guest, Tyler Rinala. Are you there, buddy?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, thanks for joining us. Now, you are the marketing director for a new business that just opened in Chico, and that's pretty exciting in the current climate we're in. But TLC, Affordable Fashions, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it is very exciting, especially, now with everything going on, it's cool to have some exciting new stuff going and people... who really believe in Chico and what the community is like, and they can see that, and even during these different times, are ready to kind of continue to, you know, build up the community. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously everybody's well aware of that. I guess we don't have to go into that. But the other thing that's kind of cool is that you guys are occupying a space that's been vacant for quite a while when the Sears department store closed.
Yes.
You're on the you're on the east side of the building.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, right across from Winco.
right across from Winco at that entrance into the in Chico we always call it the old thing, but the old Sears building is now the new TLC Affordable Fashions.
Yes, absolutely.
And you guys have a little bit of a unique approach. You offer a discounted items that are closeouts and overruns and things like that. So it's kind of a treasure hunt to a certain extent.
Yeah, exactly. It's some overstock and closeouts, just like you said. And it also it has those, you know, that are coming from big big stores, all the kind of big brands that they carry, and they're all brand new, and we can bring them in, and because they're closeouts, be able to offer them pretty cheap compared to what you would get them new. But there's also a mix of used clothes.
Oh, okay.
That's all. It's all sorted through. It's the best of the best that's going to be put out there on the floor. But it has this. It's this really new mix where you're going to find brand new clothes, at 50% to 70% off retail, and then as well as the used clothes. So there's going to be a lot of options for a lot of different people.
Oh, that's great. And you also, I would imagine, somewhere in the thing, you accept people to bring stuff in, or is that done somewhere else?
So I think we're talking about whether we do that. Right now, it's all stuff that's kind of being gotten from other areas.
Okay.
I'm curious as well to see if we do that in the future.
Yeah, see how that model rolls out. Well, one of the reasons I wanted you guys on, which I thought was really, really spectacular, was that you give back every month to different community organizations and nonprofits around the area. And in this COVID time we're in right now, that's hugely important. And I know in August you were supporting the Wildcat Food Bank at the Chico State campus for homeless students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. Every single month it was right at the beginning. I feel like that has been a part of this mission since like the very, very start of TLC, actually. That was one, like, I feel like in the first few days of me coming on, that was something that we decided was, I think it's just the owners, Zach and Julie Trainer, have that, they've been in Chico for a long time. They both graduated from Chico State, and they're raising their kids here and are part of youth sports and Salvation Army. And that's just kind of, I guess, part of their culture. And so it made a lot of sense to bring that in and support the community that we're all a part of and raise our kids in. And so last month was Hungry Wildcat Food Bank.
Hungry Wildcat.
And
yeah.
Then this next month will be the Boys and Girls Club, and I think we already have 12 different nonprofits here, local ones that are lined up here for the next year. A portion of all of the proceeds, I guess you would say, are going to be going to those each month with the new charity. And we're now looking at doing some different community events too, so we can do even more for those charities each month, like maybe some movie nights or different things that we can do for the community that we're really excited about.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, again, it's, the need just gets bigger every day. And, everything is kind of in flux. So it's great to see a business model based on supporting the community and not
right.
just, of course, the jobs. Don't get me wrong. Jobs, all businesses support the community through employment and rent and insurance companies and cleaning services mm-hmm. and all the things it takes. But, for it actually to be part of the business model that some of the profits go right back into nonprofits and especially ones that that continue just to kind of give and give. And as they're impacted, too. As there's less people have the ability to donate food, or kids at the Boys and Girls Club aren't going to school, or they're doing remotely, so they still need some program and contact.
Right. Yeah. So, very true.
Yeah, it's really inspiring, and it's good to see as perhaps a peek into the future of how it doesn't have to be one versus the other,
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a big shift. Amongst a lot of businesses is going to that. It's one of the brands that we're carrying a lot of now is Tom's. And, that was, I remember the first time I heard about them, buy a pair and give a pair. And I think we're seeing more and more companies doing this and seeing what they can do and contribute to the world. So it's a pretty cool thing. I agree.
Yeah, it's great to see. And again, Tom's, those guys with the shoes. And, it's needed, and I'm glad to see it. And it's great that, you know, the local Chico people, you know, I mean, we could all go wherever. We're here for a reason, even though we're sometimes in the summertime it's not so pleasant as it is this last couple of weeks. But, you know, you think back to May and how beautiful it was and how, you know, blue skies, and you could see Mount Shasta from 80 miles away. That's pretty cool stuff. And this too shall pass, and, you know, the rains will come again. So, but, yeah, it's important. It's important. I'd love to see Chico supporting Chico.
Yeah, it is. And we do have our its own special tight-knit community that I think it really, especially with different years and different trials, and seeing how strong of a community you are, even people who come here and visit, and they can kind of feel it when they cross the you know, right into Chico. And it's a cool place, and we're hoping that TLC just really embodies what Chico is already, and just gets to kind of amplify how special it is for us that choose to raise our families here and live here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, raising your kids. And when I say Chico, I don't just mean Chico. I mean really the regional, you know, Tehama, Glenn County, all of Butte County, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we, you know, KCFR, we've got a pretty big footprint, and we often say Chico, but really what we really probably should be saying is what we call around the station sometimes the Ishii Nation, but the greater footprint of our area.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, and especially since the campfire and the relocation of so many residents, you know, just, you know, get on 99 any morning and or at 5 o'clock, and you'll see how many people are commuting to now their new homes in the area. But they always have that spirit with them, and luckily they've got us on the radio. So,
right, absolutely.
Well, that's really cool, man. Hey, so you guys are pretty new. I know you just had your opening about a week ago. Is that right?
On
last Saturday. So you guys are like 7 days old today.
Right. That's right.
So that's pretty exciting.
Brand new.
And you have a. Do you send people to a Facebook page? You have those things cooking already, or is that something that's still coming up?
Yeah. We have the store now that we opened, and we have a lot of stuff happening on Facebook and Instagram. Different giveaways and things that we're doing and engaging with, which is a great place to build rapport with the Chico community, and actually messaging and having people send messages in about what they like, what they would love to see more of. And we're also working really hard. Hopefully here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll announce it, of course, through Instagram as well. But we are wanting to put together an online store, which is a challenge in itself because it is discount clothes, so you're not going to find, 100 pairs of the same type of jean. Every single piece is unique, and so there's a whole bunch that goes behind, but we're getting really close to being able to have that available for people as well, so that there's, you know, no limit to access for the people around. You say the Ishii Nation?
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Ishii Nation, yeah. But, yes.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, again, and that's a big thing, and that's what, you know, obviously online, everything has really gotten a pump, and you guys are open pretty much all day, 9 to 9. That's pretty great.
Yeah, I think the hours are all online and stuff, but yeah, I think you see Friday and Saturday, 9 to 9. The other day is mostly, I think, 10 to 8. Just Sunday, I think, is 10 to 7, but don't quote me on it.
All right, check that Facebook page. It's a new business, folks. It's a new business.
That's right. I think we even changed the hours like 2 days after it opened. It's all brand new, but it's nice to feel the support and the input of everybody, so we can see what people really are looking for.
Yeah, and it's a welcome addition. And again, it's in a, you know, you like to see these spaces reoccupied and repurposed and rediscovered, and that's a busy corridor, and have the new Holiday Inn right there as well, and Winco, of course, which is kind of a hub in itself, not to mention, you know, the Chico Mall and across the street with everything that's over there. So, and it's right off the freeway, so it's really easy.
So, yeah, it is
right off on 20th. Well, hey man, thank you guys so much. We wish you the best of luck, and the Facebook page is TLC Affordable Fashions. And you can get some information on that.
At Chico TLC.
All right. And one of those things that it's kind of constant changing. It's kind of like grocery outlet to a certain extent for clothing.
Yes, I agree. That's a great analogy.
And, you know, being a regular there, and they are underwriters, I'll disclose that. The grocery outlet has been an underwriter for many years at KZFR. But you never know what you're going to find, and you always walk out with something new.
Yes. That's right. So, we might have to steal it from you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Borrow, that's a good word.
Borrow.
Yeah, that's all yours, baby. All right, well, hey, thank you. Thanks, Tyler, for taking time tonight and joining us here on Butte Views and Beyond. And I understand, is this your first time on the radio?
It is.
You did great.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me and sharing a little bit about what we're doing. And I'm sure we'll be able to do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, well, when you have community events that you're going to be doing to support organizations, please contact me by email, and we'll help get that up on our community calendar and those things.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I will. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
All righty. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. So it's nice to see something new and growing in these times. And it's been a tough week. Everybody knows it, man. Finally, the sun came out. And next week, maybe I'll get back on my bike. And, you know, it's been a tough week. But as always, we will survive. We will prosper. We will grow. We will learn. And we will become better people for it. So, alrighty, let's get our next guest coming. And I'll switch over with another music break, kind of a blast from the past. I don't know why I've been on this old Fleetwood Mac kick, so I hope you guys enjoy this one. Oh, Ray, you pushed the wrong button again. All right, hang on, folks. I usually try not to let people know that I'm doing that, but Hi, this is Ray from KCFR.
Hi, Ray. It's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. I'm hoping
that...
Pam, are you on the line with us? We're having having a little issues with that line number two today.
If so. Pam and I do like a conference call with you, would that work?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Sure.
Okay, hang on tight. I'm going to see if I can do this.
All right.
If this connects us, just call me back. And
we'll do a little music till then.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Alrighty, I'd like to welcome our next guest to Butte Views and Beyond, Aaron Haley. Hi, Aaron. How are you tonight?
Hi, Ray. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry that Pam couldn't join us. We're having some issues with our second line here. But
all right.
You guys saw you on the front page of the paper last week?
Yes. I mean, I knew we had an article, obviously, but I didn't realize we were going to be above the fold on Sunday. So
I know.
That was a lovely gesture.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Why don't you, I'm just going to let you explain kind of what you guys are doing. I know this is kind of pretty important and, kind of, you know, in this time of people and medical and stuff, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Pam and I are both board certified music therapists, and one of the, extended trainings that we've done is with neurologic music therapy. And so somebody that has Parkinson's disease falls into this category of neurologic rehabilitation. And Pam and I both have been wanting to do something with people with Parkinson's for a long time. She and I both have had people in our family that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. So it's sort of kind of close to our hearts personally. And we are also, there's not very many of us music therapists up here anyway. In fact, we're the first two that are here. And so there's nothing like this available. And prior to COVID, we started a choir for people with Parkinson's that was in person, but we didn't want to charge for it. We think it should be something that's available to our community free of charge for people with Parkinson's and their family and caregivers. And we got a pretty good response from folks, and we started some collaborations with the communications disorders department at Chico State. We had some volunteers from Chico State coming in, some community volunteers coming in just to sort of fill out the choir and be there for vocal support. And we had a great time, and we had wonderful, lovely people in our choir. And then we had the opportunity to apply for a grant, a community grant from the Parkinson's Foundation. And we found out in June that we were awarded $20,000 to keep this choir going for free. But then COVID hit also, obviously,
right.
Prior to that, COVID had hit. And so fortunately, we were able to move the choir online and find a way to make it work. Definitely different than being in person, but it still works and our people still came. And then we got this grant. And so now we have an online choir that started in person with people in Chico and has now extended to online people outside of Chico. So I think we have about 40 participants signed up.
Wow.
At this point. Yeah. And they're from all over. They're from all over Northern California. Chico, Sacramento, Davis, Auburn, Vacaville, Roseville. You know, we even actually have somebody from Wisconsin who had been in California and recently moved out there. So now she gets to still participate.
Oh, that's unbelievable, really, you know? It's almost like, yeah. You have this crisis that happens that kind of prevents this beautiful action you're doing, and now it just blossoms into such a bigger thing.
Right. And we hope, you know, once we're able to get back together in person, we want to, but we can have this other arm that's, you know, online and virtual and open. And there really are wonderful choirs like this all over the country and all over the world. And we're really happy that we can have one based here and even collaborate and share with those other groups. We have, we just recently participated in an online virtual choir with Iowa State University, who it's going to be, this presentation that we did is going to be featured on a webcast series with the Lincoln Center, actually.
Wow.
So we got to do that, and then we're talking about collaborating with some other choirs in Southern California to, you know, have people jump on ours and us be able to jump on theirs and meet folks and sing, and it's just been great. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, again, a whole virtual gathering of... now, is there other Parkinson's choirs around the country? Are you guys kind of the first on this? Or
No, there are. There's quite a few. There's several. I can't even name them, but there's a lot around. But we are the first up here.
Okay.
In Chico. Yeah. And I know that there was a choir in Davis that, you know, wasn't able to meet after COVID. And so this online process is allowing for that to kind of continue, but yeah, we're the first in this area. So,
oh, that's fabulous. Now, is it a kind of a Zoom kind of concept?
Yep, we are on Zoom, and in one way that it's different is, you know, with everybody that's been doing Zoom lately knows there's a sound delay, and so therefore we can't actually sing at the same time. So for some people, that's really disappointing. We love to hear each other and sing in harmony and stuff, and for other people, it's the best thing because they can sing as loud as they want and they don't have to worry about perfection or feeling any insecurity. So we've gotten several comments that this is the greatest thing.
Oh, that's funny.
They can basically quote unquote sing in the shower in a group.
Oh yeah, no, it's solo all the time, right?
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
But in this choir, we also, not only are we singing, but we are using very specific techniques in our warm-ups and in our exercises that we lead for Parkinson's symptoms, because there's a lot of things we can address within a choir, and we get to do that as well. So while it is fun and joyful and socially engaging and connecting, there's also the therapeutic element that we get to bring in.
Sure. And singing's like laughing, right? I mean, it just builds endorphins, and it makes you feel good. It's probably why I'm drive my wife crazy, because I'm always singing. Because if I'm not singing, I'm probably complaining. So.
Yep, we get a little dopamine surge for sure.
Yeah, that's great. And what's the age group of some of your participants? Is it kind of across the board, or?
Yeah, it's older adults primarily. I think we've got people in their 80s.
Wow.
They're participating. I'm not sure about the younger end of it. I'm not sure what our low end of it, of the age is, but definitely 60s, 70s, and 80s, and some younger than that as well.
Oh, that's great. And they're all Zoomified and ready to go?
They're either Zoomified or we're going to make sure they are on Monday.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And how do people, obviously you had a group that started and now you've kind of switched to an online concept, but you do like a Facebook thing or different distribution, you know, ways to get the word out to other people that might be interested?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm going to, the best way is to email Pam, my colleague. And her email is pamsax1@gmail.com, and that is P as in Pam, P-A-M, Sax is S-A-C-H-S, the number 1@gmail.com. And you can also find some information on my website, HaleyMusicTherapy.com. There's a section on community choirs, and there's information in there as well.
Oh, that's great.
We still have space if people want to sign up. There's definitely room for more.
Well, and again, the fact that, you know, if you might have heard about it in Chico, but your friend or relative or family member or something might be in Hackensack, New Jersey or something, and they could join in.
Yeah, and if you are in a choir already somewhere else, or you live somewhere else and you want to see if there's one close by to you, that's great too. But, you know, maybe our time works better for you, or you get to do ours one day a week and another one another day a week. So it's definitely not limited to just if you sign up for this choir. This is the only one you can do. There's opportunities and options.
Well, and it's great that you guys got a grant to do this. I mean, so many things start off and they get a little bit of funding as they roll through, but then, you know, it becomes the sophomore year and things kind of fade away and something else comes up. And it's tough to sustain that. So it's really exciting that you guys can take the funding element out of it here for a little while.
It's such a relief. It's so wonderful to be able to give this to people and provide it for people without even having to talk about money. It's very beneficial scientifically, you know, we know it's beneficial emotionally. We know it's beneficial, especially when we're so isolated right now. And to be able to just take a breath and, you know, we are going to have to think about that as we move forward. We're going to have to make sure that we can sustain this program, free of charge or as limited money as possible through grants and fundraisers and such. So, this is a great first step, and we're so appreciative to North Valley Community Foundation and the Parkinson Foundation for helping make this happen. And we're going to keep an ear out for us, because we're going to keep doing some things to help keep this program going, because it's needed and it's well deserved for the people in our community and outside of it.
Yeah, totally. And again, in this extra time of isolation, you know, not like being in your home and being ill. But you can't have that interaction as you used to have. So it is. It's really, really helpful. And it's got to be really a beautiful thing. I mean, people must just light up when they're on.
We do. We laugh a lot. We have a really good time.
We want
people to. We enjoy it. We love what we're doing, and we want people to enjoy it and laugh. And we get to know everybody on a more personal level. So.
No, that's great. Let's give that information out again in case people might think, you know, I should have wrote that down.
All right, I'll say it again.
All right.
The email is pamsax1@gmail.com, or you can go to haleymusictherapy.com and look under community choirs. So both of those options are there. Our article from the Enterprise Record is online, and contact information is in there as well.
Oh, great. Now, you must be a musician in your own light. I imagine both you and Pam, correct?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Do you play around town at any time when gigs were happening or more around?
Yeah, well, I did, yeah. I'm actually in a band called Aaron Haley and Firefly. So
okay.
We perform covers and originals. Well, we did. We will again.
Yeah, we will again.
So, yeah, I'm from here originally and have been playing around here off and on over the last, gosh, 20 years or so.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, please, and I had mentioned this to my first caller, as things develop and you are looking at fundraising and things to help keep this sustainable, please email me, contact me, and we will help you at KZFR. We have a community calendar. That is our mission, to help things like this grow. So we are here for that, and we wish you the best. And it just warms your heart to hear these things. So it's really cool, and it's kind of interesting how the whole internet Zoom has really helped bring people out.
Yeah, it's you know, we got pluses and minuses on both sides, and we're making it work, and it's been really wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on and letting me just share about it, because. I love talking about it, and I love even more being able to do it. So we will keep in touch as we know what's coming down the road.
Okay, thank you. And again, my apologies to Pam. We kind of juggled that phone line for a while, and it just seemed when that second client came, it kept dropping the first. So I'll put
We definitely want to give a shout out to Pam Sachs, because she's fully 100% in this, just like I am.
So. Yeah. Well. Next, you know, hopefully next time we talk, you'll both be live in the studio with me. So,
let's hope.
All righty. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and all the best.
Thanks so much, Ray. Take care.
All righty, we have another guest lined up, but first we got to do a little musical break, and let's go with the boys from New York City, Will and Peter Anderson. Thank you. Alrighty, I'd like to welcome my next guest, final guest, last guest of the evening, Zach Wheeler from the Four Bay Aquatic Center. Hi, Zach. How you doing? I'm sorry. Hi, Ted. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Good. I don't know where that Zach came from. Must be thinking about my stepson there for a minute. Sorry about that. So you wear a lot of hats at the Aquatic Center, rentals and facility manager, maintenance, and you're also the lifeguard.
I am, yes, all that stuff.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
It keeps me busy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, you know, some exciting news that just kind of happened. I mean, you guys usually go till Labor Day, but you're extending now to the end of September. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're going to give it a try this year and see how well it works. We end on Labor Day. But this year seemed to be a pretty successful year, and we're just kind of hoping to keep it rolling.
Well, that's great. In all the things that are happening, you guys. I've been out there a couple times. It always seems pretty busy to me.
Oh, yeah, really busy.
Yeah. Now, of course, your hours are a little reduced. It's what Thursday through Sunday.
Monday through Thursday, we have a kids program that. We are teaching kids water safety, boating safety, and we're going to give them an hour's free boating after they take a little, 15-minute course with us. And that's from 1 till 5 o'clock in the evening, Monday through Thursday. And then our regular rentals concessions times are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 till 7:30 p.m.
All right, nice. Yeah, we were out there. I was out there on Father's Day, actually. It was great.
Oh, yeah, busy day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and it's, again, it's such a beautiful thing. Obviously, it's a little smoky, but it is getting better, and it looks like next week is going to kind of get back to a little bit more of a normal, air quality-wise. So, but I know people are still out there, and I'm sure they'll be out there this weekend. It's going to be warm.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes this weekend. It is nice that the smoke is clearing. It was kind of a slow week. With the kids going back to school and the smoke, the business tailed off quite a bit this week. So
yeah.
Hopefully we're going to rebound here this weekend.
Yeah, and if people don't know, I mean, we've had Tony Catalano on a number of times. You guys have definitely, full disclosure, you're KZFR supporters. We've done a lot for years now. It's such a great facility. It's right off Highway 70. It's like 22 minutes or less from Chico. And it's that beautiful lake off on your right side when you're driving down 70. It's a state park. It's got beavers. It's got blue herons. It's got egrets. It's got turtles and frogs and all kind of stuff.
Yes, it does. We have lots of geese and ducks, and there's quite a few fish in there, too. So if you guys are out there wanting to go someplace different that has some fish,
yeah,
come on out.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, over the years, we've done a KZFR float. We did a camp out there years ago, about 4 years ago one night during the meteor showers in August. That was pretty cool.
And yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, and I know you guys still do the full moon floats as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, all that stuff got canceled due to the COVID.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah, virus this year. But we're hoping to, get all that stuff happening again for next year.
Right, and I know, we usually rent kayaks, but you also do paddle boards. Every time I go, I'm like, I'm going to rent a paddle board, and then I chicken out, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it takes a little bit of practice, and, sometimes it's things just look easier than they really are, and paddle boards is one of those things that kind of looks easy, but it takes a bit of practice.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you got to try it. I mean, you have to try it.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. And especially nothing better than a nice hot day to take a couple of plunges into the Four Bay.
And the water is definitely refreshing.
Yeah, no, when we were out there, it was pretty hot. But all you have to do is, you just stick your foot in the water, your hand, and it's like, okay, I'm cool again.
That's all good, right?
So something else that's pretty exciting, again, in this time of... recalculating what we do in life, the Salmon Festival, which is traditionally the fourth Saturday of September, it'll happen this year, but it'll be a lot different than it has been in the past, where we've literally had 20 to 25,000 people in downtown Oroville. But one thing that is happening, thanks to you guys, is a salmon float. where people can rent kayaks and float from the Green Bridge over by the hatchery down to Riverbend Park while the salmon are jumping in the Feather River.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting little trip for whoever wants to get involved. We will have hopefully someone from the hatchery to illustrate what's going on in the river, what the fish are doing, and give you a whole lot of insight on the salmon population and just how they live and where they come from and what they do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a work in progress. We're hammering out the final details, but it's fun. And I did it a few years back, and we've been having it during the Salmon Festival for a couple of years now. One year we actually had big inflatable rafts, but we can't have that many people in a raft. But we're hoping to get some scientists from DWR there to help with information and maybe even be out on the river at certain locations where something exciting is happening.
Yeah. We're going to have a bunch of kayaks and singles and tandems. We will have a couple of guides from the Aquatic Center along to make sure everybody stays safe and transportation. So we will have a shuttle.
Yeah.
So that's going to work out really well.
Yeah, that's great. And like I said, we're working the final details. We will put it up on the I'll put it up on the KZFR Facebook page, and it'll be up on your website, which is where would people go if they would, you know, get some information. It's not available to purchase tickets yet, but it should be fairly soon. So
yes, if anybody is interested, they can go to the forbayaquaticcenter.com website. That's all lowercase letters, no spaces, and you can sign up there as soon as the signups are all ready to go. There's also the waivers are right there, so if you guys want to come out to the Aquatic Center and save yourself a little bit of time, you can go ahead and fill those out electronically, and once you've done one electronically, it's good forever. So go ahead and do that if you can, and that will save us all a lot of time and you.
Yeah, you know, that's what we did when I was out there, and it did. I mean, we were in and out of there literally in minutes. So
yes.
it's a really, you know, really easy way to do it, and you can go up and sign. And we'll put some more information out, and we'll have that up on KZFR as well once it's all cooked up for the salmon float. And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, so it'll be 2 days, which will be a great weekend thing if you have friends or family that are looking to get out of town. Great overnight stay. Come to beautiful Butte County, and we're working with Explore Butte County as well on this. So it's exciting. We're trying, you know, you have these little wins when you can.
Right, and we have to, especially nowadays, adapt, you know. So this is our adaption.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do, and we're going to give it a try, and hopefully it'll work, and who knows, maybe it'll be a thing every year.
Yeah, well, that's it's interesting. And talking with Brad Cook, it's, you know, this is something that kind of has been scooted around for a long time, and you know, getting the schools involved and all these things. But it's like, man, it would be great if this was happening throughout the month while the salmon are migrating back up the river.
Yeah, I mean, it would be wonderful for the kids. The river, the Feather River, is just a resource that is totally underused, and I just don't understand why it's not a floating classroom the entire year. If it's, you know, it's just, it amazes me how some of the resources in Butte County are just totally underutilized.
Yeah, you know, it's really true. And again, it's kind of like the Aquatic Center. I mean, I know that most people have never been there, and you go once and you just kick yourself for like, what am I thinking? You know, I mean, there's picnic areas, it's clean, it's bathrooms, it's beautiful, it's sunset, the Freeman Trail, you could mountain bike all the way up to the dam.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full day of things and activities, and the people who know, they know, because they show up and they got pop-ups, and they're in for like, you know, a 10-hour stint. So, you know,
that's right. And they know what to do and what to bring, and they've all got it figured out.
Yeah.
And every year I hear lots of people saying they've been in Oroville or Butte County for 20 or 30 years, and they've never been there before, and they're going to come back again and again. So every year, hopefully, more and more people discover this little jewel that we have, and will come out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, and you have sailing classes and all kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, we have sailing classes that that happen, monthly classes every Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 in May, June, and July. So they're all done for the year, but they will start up again next year.
Yeah.
We'll have some river adventures coming up. We have our youth aquatic camps. Those are for ages 7 to 12. That will start up again in the next next summer in June 8th, I believe, yes. And let's see, we're going to be... we have the paddle boards, kayaks, pedal boats, hydro bikes, all kinds of stuff to play on. So, and we have season passes.
Yeah, it's really a good deal. It's really a good deal. Well, hey man, thank you so much, and we'll keep that going again. There's going to be a salmon float during Salmon Festival weekend, which will be September 26th and 7th. Four Bay Aquatic Center is going to be doing kayak rentals, singles and tandems from the Green Bridge down to Riverbend Park. It's about a 90-minute float, right?
Oh, it depends. You know, you can make it 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It's about a mile and a half, so...
Yeah. It's nice. And I mean, there are literally salmon jumping around you. KZFR's Ona Kastner posted, I think it was today or yesterday, that the salmon are back. The salmon are at the hatchery. They are at the diversion dam, and they are jumping.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to see that, and again, if you've never done this, all you got to do is drive to Oroville, drive to the hatchery. It's wide open. Park the car and look down, and you will see a jumping salmon.
It is really our National Geographic time of the year. So, yes, don't miss it. If you're anywhere near here, come on by and look.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I was out on the off a honey run there in at the creek and about 2 weeks ago, and I saw a lot of baby salmon.
Oh, good.
I was like, wow, those are baby salmon. They were about, I don't know, inch and a half, inch and three quarters long.
Very good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. So the waterways are looking healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Ted, thank you so much for taking time with us. And like Tony likes to always say, it's always a fun day at the Four Bay.
Thank you very much, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I hope you enjoyed today's program. It's made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Dr. Mac, your traveling Apple expert. Dr. Mac trains you to maximize all your Apple products, assisting you with setup, data transfer, troubleshooting, and repairs, including critical updates and malware removal. Kevin Mallory is Dr. Mac, the technical doctor that still makes house calls. He also does remote assistance. You can find Dr. Mac on Facebook at Dr. Mac Help or at 530-386-2616. And we also want to thank Members First Credit Union, created by the community for the community. Members First is a member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution providing checking, savings, loans, and credit cards to residents of Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. More information, visit m1cu.org. Alrighty, let's slide one more tune in here for you. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there. Be nice to each other. Take care of each other, and stay indoors while you can. It's getting better, though. It's going to be getting better. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Hey, we already heard that tune. Thank you.